Well, thanks, Mark, so much for the intro, and it's great to be back with you again. According to the latest data on the BBC website, it may be that more than 1 million people in the UK have been asked to isolate in recent days. And in a sense, it's not surprising. We're in strange and unnerving times where the restrictions have rapidly decreased, and yet the COVID cases have rapidly increased. So it's wonderful that the vaccines have been rolled out, which has certainly cut down the number of hospitalizations. But nevertheless, quite a lot of virus is still going around, so that people have either got it without knowing it or come into contact with someone who has. And some have even called it a pingdemic, as the track and trace app pings thousands of people, telling them to stay away from work and friends due to their contact with others. In fact, it's got so bad that some supermarkets and pubs have had to close again because so many of their workers have had to isolate. In fact, if you travel to Australia, as my sister-in-law is about to do, she will need to be in isolation for 14 days. Wow, 14 days. I don't know whether 14 days in front of a telly or a book would be a dream or a nightmare. Sounds more like a punishment to me. Well, did you know that Jesus Christ used to willingly self-isolate in a kind of way? When he was on earth, he would take time out to be alone with his heavenly Father in prayer. Or maybe we can learn from that, that there's a kind of isolation that can be a good thing, spending time away from all the busyness to be with God. But actually, there was also a time when Jesus was in a more serious kind of isolation, a solitary confinement from God. He was abandoned by his disciples and even cut off from his heavenly Father when he died on the cross. And he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Forsaken, abandoned by his heavenly Father in order that he might rescue us. Well, how does that work? In an extraordinary exchange, Jesus entered separation from God, the ultimate isolation, so that we wouldn't have to. He was excluded so that we might be included. That's how the wonderful rescue of the cross works. Jesus Christ dying in our place, taking on his own back instead of us our sins, so that we who should be excluded can be included. Well, that is an amazing kind of social distancing that he did, social distanced from his Father, so that we who don't deserve it can be brought back to God. Well, we must make sure that we turn to Jesus for this inclusion so that we don't ultimately face social distancing from God. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.